Miss Jackson. This is DeMonte calling back from Emergency Roadside Assistance. Ma'am, were you able to pull up the information up?
No, it still said user denied access.
Okay, so, ma'am, is there any nearby signs, anything that can be useful? Like, is there, are you in front of a residence? Is there any nearby residence?
Yeah, let me go look at this mailbox up here real quick. It's a little bit away, though.
No problem.
Here, let me just look up my current location, and I'll just send you that, or read off of that.
Yes, ma'am. So, like I said, like, if you're able to provide me, like, an address that you're near or a business that you see, anything of that sort can be useful to map you where you're located as of now.
I have the longitude and latitude, but that's, it just says my address is Wooden Road, Bonner Springs.
Was it again, ma'am?
Say it again?
What was that again? Ma'am, what's the business that, what's the nearby business that you think you passed, or nearby business that you think you may be near?
The business name was The Farms at Wood End.
Okay, The Farms at Wood End. What city and state, ma'am?
Bonner Springs, Kansas.
Bonner Springs, Kansas.
Yep.
No problem, ma'am. I do have you mapped and located. Well, I do have this business mapped and located. The farm at Wood Springs. Is that correct?
Yeah. The only thing is that instead of turning left when they're going to that business, they'll turn right.
Okay, so what road, like, was you on exactly? Just to verify.
Wooden
what was
road,
the road?
Wooden Road. It's Wooden Road.
Okay. Yes, sir. So I do see Wooden Road. But yeah, this is a long road.
Yeah.
So before you got on Wooden Road, are you aware of the road that you was on before that road? But yeah, this business is off of Wooden Road. That's why I was stating that you wasn't like nowhere near the business.
I can stand at the corners and wait for the tow truck if that's...
Yeah, just the thing is, in order for me to dispatch and send someone, I will be in need of, like, an exact location. I just can't map you anywhere and just send someone to assist. I will need, like, some information on where you're located to dispatch that provider,
yeah,
ma'am.
On Wooden Road in Bonner Springs, but with the farms at Kansas, or at the farms at Wooden Springs.
Yeah, the thing is, I can map you there, but you're not at that business, is what I'm stating. Like, I will be needing more information on where you're located in order to dispatch this provider.
Well, the only thing I have for where I'm located is my longitude and latitude.
The thing is, ma'am, is I'm on Wooden Road. You said that you made the incorrect turn. Like,
yeah.
When did you make the incorrect turn? Like, just to verify.
So when you would want to turn left, I turned right. So instead of turning left, all they need to do is turn right and go down like one block. You can see me at the entrance.
No problem, ma'am. So just to verify, before you got on Wooden Road, you was on 150th Street. Is that correct?
Yes.
You turned to Wooden Road, and what was the first turn you did make that was incorrect?
Just a right on Wooden Road. That's the only turn I had to make to get here.
Okay, and when I'm stating, ma'am, while being on a Wooden Road before you get to that business, what turn did you make exactly? Just to verify where you're located. Like, was it the... I see some residents, like, on Wooden Road also.
Mm-hmm. So
Go ahead, ma'am.
The residence area, you see I'm right in front. I'm, like, right behind it. You would take a left to get to the resident area, and that's where the houses are, but I didn't make it that far. I'm, like, right at the entrance of that right turn.
So you're right at the entrance of Wooden Road?
Yeah, when you turn right, because it's a long road. So you can turn either left or right. I'm right.
Just verify, ma'am. Which way were you headed exactly? Going north, south? Which way are you headed exactly, ma'am?
I have no idea. I didn't look at the thing to tell me which way I was going.
Oh, okay, so ma'am, what I'm going to do is just map you at this business and notate on the account for the provider to give you a call ahead of arrival. And just notate the information to let him know that you're not actually at the business, that you're near this business here. Would that be okay with you, ma'am?
Yeah, that'd be fine.
No problem. So I am going to notate on the account for the provider to give you a call ahead of arrival.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am. I'm still here. I'll just notate the information so that the provider will be aware that you're not actually located at that business, that you're on a road near this business, just so there wouldn't be any confusion, ma'am. But he will give you a call ahead of arrival, so you will be able to, no problem, you're good, ma'am. So you will be able to provide him like more information on where you're located, and he should be more familiar with the area, so he should be able to locate you with no problems, ma'am. But ma'am, I did do have you mapped and located at that business, which the address is 14100 Wooden Road in Bonner Springs, Kansas. Is that correct, ma'am?
That's correct, yes.
Oh, okay. And also, ma'am, just to let you know, because you did opt into the text message feature, you will receive the message once we have someone found and secured. Is there anything else I can assist you with on today, ma'am?
Oh, so there's no, like, time frame you can give me to when someone's going to be here?
As of now, I'm not sure, ma'am, but I can advise you that once we disconnect, I will be contacting someone. And also because you did opt into the text message feature, whenever I do have someone found and secured, a text message will be sent to your callback number, ma'am. Within that message, it will be an ETA time, the company name, and also their phone number. So you will be aware once you receive that text message on when the company will be arriving. Is there anything else, ma'am?
Okay. No, that's all.
Thank you for calling. You have a wonderful day, ma'am.
You too.
All right. Bye.